A tiny house village for homeless people in Seattle is hoping to have its permit extended by the city of Seattle for another year. But as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, some neighbors don't support the idea.
City officials say the tiny house village in the Licton Springs neighborhood is meeting performance goals laid out in their contract. Between March and December of last year, the camp helped nearly 80 people and got 13 into housing. And it's the only city-authorized encampment where residents don't have to be sober. John Roberts lives at the tiny house village. Speaking at a public meeting, he told neighbours the camp has given him stability.
Licton Springs is a beautiful place. It really is. And at the beginning of everything that takes place in life, it does not always turn out to be good at the beginning. But give it some time. Give it hope.
Roberts appealed to community members to support the camp. But some neighbours have concerns. Jim Sullivan says he understands the camp is helping people who need services, but he sees negative impacts in the neighborhood.
Our crime rate has increased tenfold. Car prowls, assaults, drug activity, needles. Not only car prowls, but going into people's garages, going into people's homes, going into their yards.
Seattle police officials say crime has increased, but calls from the area are within expected levels. City officials say they'll make a decision about whether to extend the camp's permit within a couple of weeks. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.